Interesting Rashba.
Okay, who wants to read?
Okay, so that's the Gemara. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. That if it's thick, it's a mezonos. Of course, it's for achila. It's made for achila. And if it's thin, if it's loose, then it's a shahakol, because it's made for refuah. Okay, go ahead.
The kashulan, the afilu avdi le refuah, by having le rafala bari pri ha'adama. So you could ask that even if you're doing it for refuah, like by the case of rafa, that you should make a hadama instead of shahakol. The vishlama minyan mizonos lo brachin ala kevan de lo avdi le la. So,
okay.
Understand why
you don't make
mezonos on it, because
right. All right. So, some might punctuate that slightly different than you did. Okay. Anybody have a different way of reading?
Yeah, vachilu lemizon.
No, before that. Vachilu avdi lerefua. I'm not sure. You can read if I feel of the therefore my havale liver chale bar biadama. No,
I like his way.
Like his way. My havale. What? How do you read that? My havale liver chale bar biadama. Why should we have to? Why should we say bar biadama?
Isn't this point that you should?
My havale liver chale.
My havale liver chale.
Bar biadama.
That's a pshara. That's a pshara. Okay, but either way, any which way, his point is, why don't you make a bari bri adama? Right, that's the question. That even if it's, even though it's for refua, why don't you make a bari bri adama? Go ahead, Bish. He understands why you don't make a mizonos. Why? Ulamezan, since it's not made for achila and to be and for nourishment, so that's why you shouldn't make a bari mina mezonos.
Right?
It's not really mezon. Not really mezon at that point. It seems it's not. It's too diluted.
He says it's the same as Rabbeinu Yona, the sprinkle.
He doesn't say. He doesn't exactly say. It doesn't say the recipe here.
Mezon means satisfying, or that it's, it has nutritional value?
Mezon is more than nutritional value.
Right. It's definitely
more
zon,
than nutritional value.
That's what we call zon is nutritional value?
Zon is nutritional value, right? That's like everything but water and salt, right? Everything but water and salt is zon.
Do you mean I'm saying zon was more removing hunger?
Alleviating
hunger, right? That's what zon was. I thought that's how we ended up.
Oh, the Rashba?
The Ritva.
That was the Ritva? Yeah. The Ritva's lost. Right. But there's a good question. There's zon, then there's mezon, and then there's soyed, right?
Right.
So what do we say over here on the, by the yayin we had it, right? That the Gemara said that what? The maskana of the Gemara was that melach, that if you make a neder, if you make a neder, had that word again? Where's the Gemara?
Kol hazon
alai,
right?
Yeah. Kol hazon alai, that was the thing?
I don't see.
Oh, you just, kol, but omer kol hazon alai. Right? So if a guy says kol hazon alai, then he can eat, he can only eat water and salt, right? That would be, right, mutter b'mayim b'melach. Right. So Rashi said, right, so that's not when he says mozon olai, De'ein mazon ela mehe mine dogon chitan esorim v'kusmim v'shibol shul v'shifon. Right. So Rashi's mazon is only the five grains. Chitim seorim kusmim v'shibol shul v'shifon. But zon is kol mili nehi delo ikru mazon mihu mezon zaini. They're not called mazon. It's a certain quality of the staple, I think we said, right? Mm-hmm. Has a certain quality of a staple. That it's like a it's the ikar of your diet. It's the ikar of your diet. Now you can eat it in a way that's soed, or you can eat it in a way that just sustains you. But whether it's soed or not would seem to be a question of how you eat it. But is it something that that's like a staple? That's mazon. So Rashi's saying only the five grains are considered mazon. Everything else is zon. Now what about the dates? Gets a little confusing, right? Because the Gemara said that what? That the dates are mazon zaini?
Yeah.
And there's one that you can bench because of that. That's the problem. That's where things get a little confusing. Because Rashi says here everything is mazon zaini except for... Except for flour and or is it chaf beis? Chaf gimel? It was early. Or was it earlier? I thought it was in the chaf. Maybe I'm wrong.
What was it vav? No, that was in the ref. Maybe.
At the bottom of the page.
Here it is in the. It's
Yud Beis. Yud Beis, okay. Right. No, it's not Yud Beis.
Yeah.
It's Yud Beis?
Well, yeah. Before the two dots, it's like about eight lines up from the bottom.
Right, good. Yeah, so it says, "B'tamri yotza dafilu asayim b'dinama nami yotza." Even if you bench on tamorim yotzi my taima, the tamri nami mezen zaini. Now it's also mezen zaini. What is Rashi saying? Is Rashi in here? No. But it's mezon zaini. Yeah. So you want to say you can bench. You can bench on tamarim. If you bench on tamarim, you'll take it's mezon zaini. But it's not called mazon, Rashi says. Only the five grains are called mazon, according to Rashi. You don't make a bari mi name mezonos on it. It's interesting. But for benching, it does give you... A certain, how do we, we said because it's the bracha of Hazan. The Rishonim say even Yotzi is the first bracha of Hazan. I mean, I don't know. You have to say Dase is a special thing. I don't know. Dase is a different thing. It's Mezon Zaini. But anyway, to be Mezon Zaini, though, it has to be an Ocho. To be Soed without being an Ocho, or Yayin. But apparently, Mezon Zayin to be Mazon. What did you say? For the Mezon has to be an Achila. And the date is an anomaly. The date is an anomaly, right? Because it just refers to it as Mezon Zayin. Like, and Rashi says that's just a general idea. Mezon Zayin. I mean, he says everything is Mezon Zayin. I don't know. Somewhat of a mystery. Anyway. And then Rashi is very hard. Then with the Yayin also he says, E hochi de Zayin v'soyed mozonu. That's the Gemara's question. Maybe you should bench on the Yayin. Because it's soyed and Zayin. So in other words, Rashi seems to be saying mozon, but he just said a minute ago mozon is only the five minim. So mazon is what? He's saying that you can have mazon from the five mine dagon, which is intrinsically they are a staple. Or he's saying this combination of zayin and soed can also create mazon. But it's not exactly our topic here. But when we get to the bari mine mazonis, maybe we'll be able to work that out a little better. But factually he's saying that the flour, in order to have the quality of mazon, has to be an ochel. Otherwise, it's just a regular shasiyah. It's not mazon, so it doesn't deserve a bori mine mazonis. Right? It's not a mine mazonis anymore. It doesn't go by the min; it goes by the type of achila. It's not an achila of mazon. Okay, but then he says, but still, why don't you make a bari pri adama? So I understand, it doesn't get the shinoi bracha, it doesn't get its own, its own bracha of mazonos, because that's only when it exhibits qualities of mazon. Right? But if it's not exhibiting the quality of mazon, so at least it should be just its old, the same old thing, as it was. Without the qualities of mazon, what is it? It's a bari pri adama. Right? That's a powerful question. Go ahead.
So he says, "Hukim chadachiti la Rabbi Yehuda de la El."
Okay, so he brings back the old machlokas now. He says, and this would be according to who? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said earlier that on flour you make a bari pri adama. So what's the difference? It's flour. Apparently, eating the flour is also not mazon, but you make a bari pri adama. So here too, it's not mazon, but you should make a bari pri adama. Coin review them. Go ahead. So that's one simple way out of the whole problem. That we really pass like Rav Nachman, and the Gemara is going lamaskama according to Rav Nachman. And in Echanami, his question is right. His question is really a good question. That if it's not mazon, you really make the bracha of the thing that you're eating, right? It's still milsayu kaimi. The only thing is, the bracha on flour is shahakol. And in echanami, the bracha on flour were adam, you'd make an adam. Okay.
Ella e kamalan krov Yehuda, sishi deha kamalan nami,
but apparently he's misupik about how we hold.
Here.
It is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. It's a machlokas. How we pass it, like Rav Nachman. He says so. But if you're gonna say that what that we pass it like Rav Yehuda, so then this should be a question. Why? Because we do pass it. We definitely hold like this maskana of Rav Chista here. That what? Rav Chista says that what? That what?
Lovely.
That's a shackle, right? That's Rav Chista. I don't remember what it says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Rav Chista. So that's definitely how we paskin. So if you hold that flour is a bori pri adama, and we paskin over here that's a shackle, now he says you have a question, right? Okay, good.
So in Tomar, the Kavan.
Okay, so maybe you'll say that the reason why you make a shahakol is why? Because it's not a regular achila. No, it's really, it's a bari pri adama. Really, it requires and deserves a bari pri adama. Since you're not eating it as an ochel, you have a kavana of a refuah. So that's mechayev. You still chayev to make a bracha, but you don't make a bracha. You don't make the bracha of that particular thing. You make a shahakal, separate din in the bracha on refuah. And what kind of all of Rishonim entertain that possibility, right? Mainly, no one entertains it as seriously as he does. But what kind of an idea is that? What kind of idea is that? Is it just a bad idea, or is it something that they really have to disprove? funny. The other Rishonim don't really don't use this proof. It's funny. It seems like an obvious proof. But it's a funny kind of an idea that you'd knock it down to a shahakal because you're eating it as a refuah. Right?
I mean, according to the Rashba, it would seem l'shita so that it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
No, because doesn't he hold that the derech achila is, you know, some of the derech achila can define the pri or the entity that you're eating.
But is it an achila or not? I mean, do you need to make a bracha, right? So he is considering it an ochel. He's considering it an ochel. But for some reason, it would lose its particular bracha. It would lose its particular bracha.
We said before we said you get the particular bracha because we're going to baruch on the hana for the particular thing.
Right.
But here it's not the hana. You're not getting the hana of the thing. You're getting a secondary hana of it. I mean, it doesn't.
I mean, you're not doing it for the hana. You happen to get, you do get the hana. Right?
Yeah,
that's the maskana of the Gemara. Right. That since you get hana, you make a bracha. But, so why would that be the shahakal? She's saying, if you get the hana, if you want that hana, you make a burger adam. But if you don't, and it just is mamela, then you make a shahakal. Why? Yeah, Rabbeinu Yonah also mentions it. I mean, that idea you might say, yeah, he says a similar thing, right? Right. So he rejects it, correct? But what is that idea? What is the idea that you'll make a shahakal? I understand you make no bracha. That I understand. Make no bracha, because I'm not really doing a chila, I'm doing my serafua. But what's like this middle idea? That it's an achila, requires a shahakal, requires a bracha, but not the appropriate bracha for it as an ochel. Not a bracha on refuah, it's definitely a bracha on the food. So how do you get this? How do you get the idea to reduce the bracha? The bracha gets a demotion. You know what I mean? What kind of an idea is that? What sense does that make? Either it's a bracha and it's the regular bracha, or it's a refuah. There's no bracha. Yeah.
In the approach, I mean, you could say that the shame of a refuah is not a contradiction to the shame of an ochel.
Okay.
I mean, like there's different types of refuah. Like I could take like a cream and rub it on a cut on my arm, that has nothing to do with achila.
Right.
But you could say you say the ochel is the merape. I mean, that is, the ochel is the refuah.
Okay.
It's not, there's no steer there.
Okay.
So, but it's not, but you're not using it in so forth. So, let's say you have a particular pri. So it has a shame of the pri. It has a particular shame, but it also has the universal, it's also an ochel. So now you're not using it in so far as it's particular pre. You're just using it as.
So if I think what you're saying, is that really it's a refuah. Really it's a refuah. Right?
Yeah.
But since the refuah derech achila, is really no different than putting ointment on your cut, right? The only thing is that's not a maisa that ever normally would require a bracha. But this is a refua, but it happens to be in a way and with a thing that would otherwise get a bracha. So it's really refua through an achila. So it's just like the achila is like a stripped down achila.
I was saying a little different.
A little different? Good.
That
good.
I was saying that meaning like you could have different objectives in achila. Like for example, one objective is to nourish yourself. Or to, if you're a weightlifter, you want to gain weight. But the point
Hana.
Is
that,
Hana. Hana is another
don't forget
objective.
That.
That's an obvious objective. But the point is, let's say if a guy is a weightlifter is eating a lot to gain weight, you don't say that's not an achila. Meaning here the objective of the achila is
okay,
refuah,
okay.
But it's still a maisa.
I see that very clearly, but why, but I still don't see how you're going to get, I see 2 points. I don't see how you're going to wind up in the middle.
I mean, how do you get down to the shahako?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to help you with.
I thought you were saying that, though. I thought you were saying that because you're not, because your objective is not the hana, so you're only interested in this thing in the universal sense that it's just an elko. So that then it's going to have a shahako. Because you're not trying to be a nana of its, you know, being a priyat nama. You just need the thing, you just want the thing as, in the general sense, as an elko.
Yeah, I mean,
but it doesn't lose that because it's rikua. But it does lose the particular quality because you're not trying to be a nana of it.
You do, do you conceptually have no category of, say, if you're taking chicken soup for a fua, right? No one would say if you're doing it for a fua, it's, you wouldn't make a bracha on it, so that wouldn't even be a halmina.
Right, but you'd make the appropriate bracha.
Right.
But we're trying to find a case where you would...
No, I understand.
So you didn't want the chicken soup, you only want it for the purpose of a fua.
Right. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Because the definition of that food is,
It's a food.
It's a food. And similarly here, the definition of this... food is also food.
I have no problem making a bracha. I just want to know why you make a shahakal.
You're not I think, wasn't John saying you're not relating to it as the essential piece? So for example, if you were to take, you were to eat grape skins,
right?
You wouldn't make a grape eats because you're not, that's not the, the fruition of this fruit, right?
Okay. Let's say that.
Okay, so similar
of
with
the
this,
tree, but
you're
okay.
Not using. This is not the ultimate purpose of the potato or whatever it is you're eating. That's to eat in a normal derech achila. Here you're using it for something else. You happen to be you're using some of the qualities of the fruit, but that's not the ikar pri.
So you're saying it's like an achila that's not derech achila. You're saying I hear you're saying. Saying that the use of refuah, the purpose of refuah, even though it's a normal type of achila for a healthy person, but because you're doing it for refuah, that itself is a shina in the derech achila. You can't say that it's not an achila at all, because he's being nana and he's being satiated and there's an ochel. But you can say that your motivation is a part of the derech achila. And if you're eating it, if your cause is not achila, if the cause of the achila is not achila, but refuah, that's intrinsically not derech achila. That's a good answer. That's an answer. That's an answer. I hear that.
But would that explain why it's not hadama?
Yeah, and that's a klal. Every time you have an achila, it's not derech achila, so it's always a shakal.
That doesn't depend on you, though. It's got to be
potato.
The general, like the chicken soup, though.
It goes by you. It goes by you or das.
If I ate an apple for a refuah, that's shocking.
If there was a refuah like that, yes.
So what about chicken?
According to his answer, according to that position, according to the position he's at right now, that's what he would say. I mean, he rejects it, but that's a havamina. That the derech achila goes by your kavana. And if your kavana is refuah, then that makes it a different. That makes it not a derech achila. How are you going to say something?
I thought maybe because you're not benefiting it the same way as you would.
Yeah, correct. That would be the reason.
Be commensurate with the bracha.
That would be the reason. Yeah.
If we're all of a sudden recognizing a kavana, so why would you stop there? Why wouldn't you say it's kavana for a fua and this isn't an achila at all?
Oh, because he was a nana. He was a nana.
It's like a raw potato.
It would be like a raw potato. It's similar to, right, the raw potato is a little different because he wants to be a nana from it. Right? But we're not rejecting the idea that you're chayev if you're a nana. That was saying, yeah, kevin shenana meno tzarech levarich. But does that now change this into a distorted ma'is achila? So you can have a distorted ma'is achila from the tzad of the food, but can you have a distorted ma'is achila from the tzad of the gavra? So that's saying it's not an impossible idea. It's not an impossible idea. You can have a halachic system where that would exist, and I wouldn't say it's crazy, right? But it's not true. It's not true. There are good ideas, bad ideas, and then true ideas. So it's not a bad idea. It's a good idea, but it's not a true idea. So how do we know it's not a true idea? Because of the Shem and Zayas. Go ahead. Is there anything, Daniel? Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? It's different between a bad idea and a good idea that's not in reality. It doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
It's nice. What do you mean by good?
Good means it makes sense. It's sound and it's valid. It's just not out there.
But it's not sound and valid. It's not true.
Not out there.
Well, yeah. It depends why you mean it's not true. Depends what you mean by not true. In other words, Euclidean geometry is sound and valid, but it's not out there. There are no perfect planes and there are no perfectly straight lines. It's not out there.
Can you have a bad idea that's true?
No.
Good ideas mean anything that they're within the realm of logical possibility.
It's a bad idea. It's nonsense.
Reality has to work. Bad ideas don't work.
Yeah, it's not a principle.
Realities don't exist. No, there's no existence to a bad idea, even in the conceptual realm. You can have something that exists conceptually, but then why one knows does it actually exist, right? That's reality. I can have a good idea, but it might not. No, it has an existence conceptually. Bad idea doesn't have any existence anywhere. Right? It just doesn't have an existence.
I understand. When you say a good idea, you mean that it does partake of reality in some way.
In the conceptual realm, it has a reality.
Right. In the conceptual realm. When you say it's not true, you're saying.
What I'm saying it's not true means it doesn't exist. That's another thing. The Rishonim are concerned with proving which ideas exist in the Talmud. Not which ideas could have existed in the Talmud. Right? That's why they bring rayas and proofs and kashas. That's what they're trying to do. Try to know, does this exist? That's the bottom line question. Does it exist? Can have great ideas. When you have a Havmina and a Maskana, we don't say the Havmina was a bad idea. It was a good idea that doesn't exist. Right? What's that?
I like to think so.
The good idea, the bad idea, or the one that exists?
The good, the bad, and the
other. You mean the possibility that Rafur is not a derech achila? Yeah, in other words, there's an idea of derech achila. The thing has to be in the normal way. So we know that if the thing itself is not in its normal form, like the raw potato, then that's not called derech achila. And if it's not derech achila, so we haven't gotten into this sugi exactly, but there's a clause that if it's not derech achila, so you make a shakal. You are a nana. But you're not nana, truly from the true way it should be enjoyed. So you're lacking somehow in the hanah of the entity. So you can't make the full shevach. But you know, I don't want to make a conclusion on that. That's a possibility. That's one way to look at it. But that's a fact that's a klal. If it's not derech achilah, so you don't make the bracha hamifuretes. You make the general bracha shakal. So, but the question is, can you say that from the standpoint of the gavra, that if he's engaging in it for a non-achila purpose, that too is considered not derech achilaso? can't say he's not a nana, because he was nana. So he's in the position to be mishabeach, like we said before. But he can't give the shevach, because since he was motivated by a non-achila idea, and it's serving a non-achila function, then he is, it's not derech achila, so, and he can't make the full shevach. So we hold no, we hold derech achila, so it doesn't go by the gavra. It doesn't go by the gavra. Right? That it goes by the maisa achila itself. We don't look at the motivation. If this is roi l'achila and he was a nene, then he can make the shevach on the entity, the full shevach on the entity.
Good
svara. It's not a bad svara though. Go ahead. So how do we know it's not true?
So you can have a guy being machaber for refua by Hashem Alayde Nigron, but there we don't bump it down to a shakot, we keep it with its bracha.
That's right. So you see that by the Shemen Zayas, Ayyide Nigron, that is the case where you make a boy creates, when you're eating it for a fool. Right?
So, Bashal Omar.
So now back to our question. So now back to the question. So why is it that this Shasisa Racha that's eaten for refuah gets a shakal? Can't say it's because the derech achila of refuah is considered not derech achila, so and gets a shakal. So because yayin aydei nigron, Hashem aydei nigron gets a bari preitz. So then why is it that this is a shakal? Go ahead.
He says Efshal Omar Deshani Hacha Dechivon.
Okay, so he says you can answer like this, that here is different than what? Different than what? Different than what? A Nigron. Why? Very sharp answer. Very sharp answer. Because over here he's saying that you don't normally eat it this way, except for refuah. In other words, the kemach, whatever, does he say what it is? He doesn't really say what it is, right? But this kemach that is shesisa is not eaten this way except for refuah. It's never eaten like a loose mixture. The only time you prepare it loose is when you're interested in refuah. So therefore, it's not because your motivation is refuah that is not derech hanaso, but it's because when you want refuah, you specifically make it in the abnormal way. But it's the reason it's not a bari pri adama is because it's not eaten in its normal way. Yeah.
Why didn't we make this chiluk by a nigron?
He's going to explain. He's going to explain anything wrong. Go ahead.
So he says,
the lav b'milsekoi. So what does it mean, the lav b'milsekoi? I mean, lav b'milsekoi is basically like a conclusion. What does it mean, the lav b'milsekoi? He means it's not in its derech achila. I mean, for him, derech achila is always the ikar. Yeah.
Does he hold by the, it's the same amount whether you eat it for
a shaman? Yes. We did that. Did we do that Rashba? I told you, I don't know if we did the Rashba. But I mentioned it in Shir. That that he says the difference is whether you're miscaving for a four or not.
I think we did the Rashba or Rishba.
No, it was the Rashba.
That was the Rashba.
Yeah. Right, he says... because the Rav Haigon says it depends if it's Shabbos or Chol, right? Yeah. He said that doesn't make any sense. You can't make a chiluk like Shabbos or Chol. So he says, "Ein brachos mishdanos b'shina ha'itim." We don't change brachos by the time. Elakol shasayu aydei nigron umiskavim bo l'refuah bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos mevarachol of bari priya eitz davalei shem and ikra v'kol she'ein miskavim l'refuah elalachi lahavalei nigron ikra bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. Right. No, it doesn't say that it's a change in the shear. Right? I think that's where it came out. Okay, go ahead.
It says, so derech anasahu, v'derech shesia, ela shekoshu levado madik. So, but shemen's going to be different, because by shemen, when you have it with a nigron, so the only way to do it is to drink it with the a nigron, because if you had it on its own, so it'd be maziki. So makshirin also aydei nigron, shu osa nigron, ikar. So then what you do is, you, in order to be able to drink it in the first place, you have to mix it with the nigron and make the nigron the ikar. Aye, but if the nigron is the ikar, yamshal levarach olav nishum da havalei a nigron ikar b'shemen tafalo. So then how can you make a bracha on the shemen if the...
Right, so saying that really what? By the nigron is different. Why? Because that is the way you normally eat the shemen, is through the anigron. Right? That's the way you normally eat it. The only thing is, normally the anigron is the ikar. Right? Because you can't, because you give, I'm sorry, you eat the shemen zayis like the anigron because you can't eat it straight. Right? And what? But normally, like the Gemara says over there, normally the anigron is going to be the ikar. So therefore, you can't make the bracha on the shaman. Go ahead.
But even despite the fact that, like, subsequently maybe the anigron is the ikar, if your kavana is for refua, then the shaman becomes the ikar, and that's it. That is the shaman's derachana, so that's the way you would consume shaman.
L'fikach mavarchan ol boy priates. The afal pishu miskaven l'refua. Kid Amran, the become come derech ikar hanoso hu. So what's he saying? That in order to be mevarech, the proper bracha, the bracha that's specific to it, it has to be derech achiloso, right? It has to be derech hanoso. And he says by the anigron. By the anigron, you really are always... That is the derech of eating the shemen. The only thing is, since you're not choshish bigrono, so the anigron is always ikar. The anigron is always ikar. But when you have a... When you're doing it for refuah, right? When you're doing it for refuah, Then what? Then the shemen, now you have the shemen, which is being consumed in its normal way, the ikar. So now you can make the bracha on the shemen. In other words, but by the shesisa, when you make it for refuah, you have to change it from its normal derech achila. You have to change it from its normal derech achila. So that's why there's no problem between the shemen zayis and the shesisa. Okay, you just give me one second here. Okay, go ahead. Let's go over.
So Iker and Tafel goes by the Kavana?
Yes, yeah, so is it? So Iker and Tafel goes by what? By the Kavana, correct. By the Kavana. But we said it goes by... we said it really goes by the fact that the Shemen... No, the Shemen really is not a taste. Not really a taste. Course, you're not changing, but over here, since you're a choshish bigrono, Well, does he hold you have to be a chola? I think he did. I think he does hold. I don't think he just holds it goes by kavana. What do you say? Kol she'ena miskavin lerefua el achila havele anigron ikar bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Yeah. You can't just have, you know, that I think he would agree with the way we defined in the Rambam, that the anigron is not, that the shemen is not really an entity of tam. So if you're not a chola, you can't make the shemen an ikar. It's only when you're the shemen has a certain quality of rachma that's marache. So when you're a choshish bigrono, now you can say that the quality in the substance is greater than the quality of tam. In terms of tamim, the anigron is always ikar. But since you're a choshish bigrono, l'rfulka mechavin, now you can make the quality in the substance an ikar. Right? And that's why it doesn't matter the relative him, right? Quantities. Because it's a qualitative difference now.
But if you had two, like, in a normal case, but it's not that you can always use your kavana. If you have, like,
That's a separate question. Okay, go ahead.
So, v'sankataita l'refua kamachave l'refua b'shabas mishari. So now he's explaining the Gemara's question. He's going to go into the Gemara's question.
Right, but now you have a real problem here, that what? And he's saying, and according to him, he's making it even worse. Because he's saying this, Shasisa Racha is really not the Derech Achila. It's not the Derech Achila at all. Right. It's only made this way really for Refuah.
Right. So then how could it be Matar and Shabbos?
How could it be Matar and Shabbos?
So it says, Perish, the Ksavar of Yosef, the Imisa, Hadar of Chistash, in Darkon Shabbani Adam, Lolam Lishdos, Shasisa Racha, Elol Refuah.
Right.
And Kain also Lishdos for Shabbos.
That's Rav Yosef's Kasha. That's it. Rav Chista's right. That it gets a shahakol because nobody eats it like this. So then, why should it be mutter on Shabbos?
So, behind the low kashali, shashis shemen, the Shabbos ayde nigron, the michoshesh begarna mishem da nigron, kevet shadarkan, shalbane adam, lishtos, kach, lahanos bo, upon a mishalom achmas refua. So maybe you'll say it's like by a nigron.
So you're saying that's why there's no question of it. Why is Rav Yosef all of a sudden bothered here about eating things for refuah, and he wasn't bothered by a nigron? A nigron didn't bother him.
Your people wouldn't eat them.
Because by a nigron, he knows that people eat a nigron normally. He's not waking up with the question of, can you have food that has medicinal value on Shabbos? He knows, of course, as a davar pashut, that if it's really a an ochel, if it's really a food that happens to also help you when you're sick, there's no question that it's mutter on Shabbos. And a nigron doesn't bother him because a nigron is normally eaten.
Like tosos?
Yeah.
It's like tosos?
Like. Tosos. Sounds like it, right? Because it says it's more than just a regular case, right? Go ahead. Right, so just because you're drinking it for a fool, there's no gzeir of shechikas samman. As long as it's defined as a normal derech achila.
So, Dikla Milsa,
Misli,
Dilma, Shaisis, Hana, Oma, Kamachavi.
Because you can say, you can be told that, you can say that it's not nicker. It's not nicker that it's for a four. Somebody will say he's just eating its time as a regular Rochel.
Velo Palog Rabbanon, Bein Shasa, therefore, Lashasa, Lachavanas Hana, Avash Sisa, Kevan, the Oma.
Right, and it's a low plug. There's no, the Rabbanon don't make a chilek. If it's a normal siya, there's no chilek on your kavana. Namachalek, the iser of refuah, based on your kavana. As long as the maisa is not a maisa that's nikar, that's refuah, it's mutter. Doesn't matter what your kavana is. Right? So that's why nigron is fine. But here.
Aval shasisa, kevan de la'olam lo avdi le racha ele refuah.
So, but here's a good question. Here, Rav Yosef has a good question. That since we're saying that it's very loose, and it's never made this way, but for refuah, right? So then, even though it's a food, he can't eat it on Shabbos because the food is never eaten this way normally. So it's nicker in terms of what he's doing than it's a refuah.
So, v'hainu nami to go actually abay min achoshes migrona lo yara l'socha shemen avalosinu l'socha nigron k'da amran.
Right, and that's why also on the other side, Abaye is not bothered by the fact that you can't gargle oil. Right? Because that's clearly not an ochel.
Right? Ella, actually, I mean, it's not Koha Ochlin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, that's why he didn't, I'm sorry. He didn't, Abaye didn't answer him from the case of Anigron. Right? Abaye didn't answer him from the case of Anigron. Because that wouldn't be a good proof. Anigron is not a good right. Is not a good answer to his question, because his question is things that are not normally eaten. A Negro is normally eaten. Go ahead.
Well,
Abaye was answering the question, right? Abaye said to him, "What's your problem? It's a Mishnah, Kola Ochlim."
In other words, that's why he didn't use a Negro.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, okay. So, well, actually, it's not Kola Ochlim. Adam Ochol LeRefua, the Mashma Kola Ochlim VaFilo Osan.
Right, kol ochlin, mashma, kol ochlin, right? That's what's mashma. Mashma, all foods, even foods that are not normally eaten, except for refuah. Unbelievable. Mikol makom, that what? Kevan de toras ochel yesh lohen, afal pi she'eino ochlin el refuah. Afilu achi sharu. That's what Abaye was medayik from the Mishnah. That anything that has the din of ochel, anything that is under the laws of food, even though it's only eaten for refuah, it's mutter. It's mutter. The Ritva also has the same idea. He gives another example. He says, for instance, if a guy could only drink yayin, not mozog, let's say, right? They used to take the yayin and then they would mix it with water to dilute it. So let's say a guy had to drink yayin very concentrated, a way that nobody drinks wine. He says, it would also be mutter. I was wondering, any case, what would be practical, any case like that today? That's like a food that is only eaten?
What about it?
Or a high or a low concentration, yeah.
Does it have to be ever eaten practically, or just it has to be, have nutrition and...
It has to be eaten in some form normally. Otherwise, it would seem it has to be eaten in some form normally. Like this, shasisa.
Oh, you mean
some other way? Ava, it's eaten. Racha, it's not.
If it has a substance, has to be.
Yeah, it would seem so.
And the Yisr Sormanim is, in terms of the mice.
Oh, so what's the Yisr here?
Could you sprinkle a pill or the inside of a pill on food?
The Yisr Shchikas Sormanim is the Raisa.
It's just about
but the. But that's this is the Raisa. The reason why you can't take medicine is Xera because of that. Right.
With something like a sugary medicine, so the sugar.
I think maybe you know what, like when people have like the hiccups, they still go say like take a spoonful of sugar or something.
Right.
Spoonful of honey. Or honey.
So that's the fact it doesn't work. It'll be more difficult.
Right.
Because.
I'll do an experiment.
Works lema minin bo.
It's a placebo.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do you say over here? And there was a havamina according to this. There's a havamina in the Gemara that on this type of a thing you wouldn't make a bruch at all, right? Still havamina in the Gemara that you wouldn't make a bruch at all. That was Rav's. Yeah.
Are we dealing with the Shabbos question? Or
let's deal with the Shabbos question first. But there's two things, right? There's a Shabbos question, and then there's a Havamina that Shabbos would be different than Bracha. right?
Within Shabbos,
it seems different than the question of the Negro in terms of bracha.
This has to be something.
It's more than the, than just the case of a Negro in terms of bracha. Yeah.
How many levels of different types of?
I already told you it's psychological.
How many different levels of food types are there within Shabbos? There's like pure refuah, which would always be up, so that's not even...
Right.
Then there's something which is really only refuah, like just walk through, like, so that...
Then there's something that's, that is like a nigron. A nigron is an ochel, it's a regular food.
But it has a side benefit.
Has a side benefit of refuah if you have a sore throat. So that's also definitely one. That's no question.
Right, and then this...
But this is a question because... It's somewhat like a food, but it would seem in this form, it would seem it's not normally.
So it's like a middle case between a negro and like a pure refuah?
That's right. In other words, in terms of the substance, it's an ochel. In terms of the derech, it's refuah.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's a good halloween. I mean, the whole thing is nicker that it's, it would seem it's nicker that it's refuah. Yeah. That was Rabbi Yosef. That was what Rabbi Yosef held. That as long as the Maisa is Nikr, that it's for refuah, then it's Asr. And here, nobody eats it like this, but for refuah. So the Maisa is Nikr, it's a Maisa refuah.
The Rashba would agree, though, that even if it is an ochel, you can't, like, by the nigger, you can't let it have, like, a shahiyah and then swallow, right?
That's a good question. What did the Rashba hold on that? It's a machlokas. Machlokas or shah. I don't remember what the Rashba had. I don't think he talked about that. He seemed to hold once the nigger on.
That's it? And he holds, like, Rashi? You could, as long as it's an ochel, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's a good question. I don't know if he mentions that. In that case.
Sounds like you hold that way. Just as long as it's an alcohol.
Right.
I mean, it would be different now, it would be a different idea. So you hold it's another qualification.
It's Kashantosis saying that why should it be usher to gargle the anigron? That's a good kasha. Based on this Gemara. That if you're going to say the maskana of the Gemara is as long as it's an ochel, and even though it's not the derech achilaso, it's mutter, but why can't you take the anigron and gargle with it?
Right, corner of the Rashba is showing you exactly the opposite. Call that ochel.
Even though it's a poop, it's a different source of maisa.
No,
you aren't even called as a fila.
Correct. No, you can't take ochel, like John's case, can't take ochel and rub it on the cut. It's only going to help you, the shame ochel, it's only going to help you if it's a maisa achila.
You mean like oatmeal and like chicken oil?
Yeah. Right?
Sometimes people like lick salt off, you know.
What?
I'm saying, that's like a way to like eat it, but like put it on you.
Oh, I see. That would be the case. You mean if you had something on your on your hand, and the derech achilah,
like margaritas or whatever, they drink it.
What?
Tequila.
That's good. Good. Chidushi.
Right.
You have a name yet?
As long as it's a gimel.
Okay. The glib, we can call you. But, All right, so what do you say over here? So he's saying, as long as... So that was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. That the derech achila, as long as it's not a derech... not the derech achila, so then it's maaser refuah.
So
So let's say, for example, like there are certain doctors that say when you get your wisdom teeth out, right, you can have really high concentration of bananas.
How much more concentration do you get?
That'll be fine.
In terms of bracha, it wouldn't necessarily follow.
It seems like for Shabbos, you need the presence of, like, full character of refuah. Like, it's not enough that just this has properties of refuah, you're using it for refuah, but this thing has to be fully identified exclusively as a refuah. So just, and therefore, because there's even an element of something else, in this case, it's an ochel or whatever, so that removes it from that category. Whereas you would have thought that as long as it has that kiyum, that it would be aser.
As long as it has that, right. Well, it has to be nicker. No, not just the kiyum, because then a regular food definitely would not be a problem. Right? Not just the kiyum. It has to be the maisa is nicker. That's the thing. Say the maisa is nicker. The question is, so this maisa is nicker.
That's not an idea in that the gzera that people will see it, right? That's the absolute.
Right.
Could that be a separate requirement, though? Like, you have one thing, which is the identity of the thing.
Right.
And then it must, in order for that to be a problem, must also be nicker, but those aren't necessarily, you know, can you distinguish between those two?
Well, it's interesting. The way he put it before was, he said that, well, he says, I mean, he does agree there is some element of a low plug here. Right? There is a low plug. As long as, before he was saying it's a low plug, on the Maisa Achila. As long as the Maisa Achila is normal, then we don't care about the Kavana. Right? We don't care that you're doing it for Refuah. Here, we're going even further, saying as long as there's a Toras Ochel on the thing. But of course, you have to be engaging it. The problem is, what does Toras Ochel help you if you're not eating it, B'derech? B'derech. Shall bnei adam l'ochon.
What do you mean b'toras ochel anyway? I mean, doesn't that just mean hanas achila?
He means, would you say that shesisa is an ochel? Yes. But this type of a shesisa is not the way it's eaten. Yeah.
So the first way he's saying is that they also do a maisa of refuah.
Okay.
So a guy who needed the refuah, this is exactly like you're imitating what he's doing. It happens to be you're doing it for hanav, but the maisa is a character of a maisa.
Which case? Which case are you talking about?
The case of the shesisa.
What do you mean the guy's doing it for hanav? He's doing it for refuah.
Whatever. I'm sorry, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. When he's mechavin for refuah.
Okay.
So that's a maisa refuah.
It's a maisa refuah, so it should be asur.
Right.
Okay.
So the other, but now he's saying that that's not the gzera. The gzera is to use an entity of refuah. Meaning there has to be, if you want to take like Chex Mix and use it for refuah, that's not the Xer. The Xer is not a...
Do you see Chex Mix?
I see Tam Tams.
Tam Tams. So why don't you say Tam Tams?
that reminded me of the Chex Mix on the hefty table.
Okay.
I think he had to lunch.
Always associating. Okay, go ahead.
Can't get away from it. Can't get away from the sake.
Go ahead.
Do you need a little break, John?
Don't get him a spoonful of sugar. Okay. So, yeah, I hear you saying it's the entity, you can't use an entity of a fool.
That's right.
I hear you saying. So if it's an ochel.
So once it's Petoris ochel, then you're not, they weren't gozer on that thing.
And if it would be not derech achila, it would be like the gargling or something. I mean, then it's going to lose its quality of a. I mean, then its quality of an ochel. Well, we don't always hold with the gargling, but smearing it on you or something like that. Then it's not. As long as it partakes of achila, even if it's not a normal achila, but it definitely is an achila.
Why is it right. limited to the object? Why can you say it's a character of the Maisa?
Because the Maisa does seem to be only done for the Maisa does seem to be only done for Refuah. So, in other words, you can't say that it goes by being, but if you're going to go by the Maisa, it would seem that it would go by Nicker. What type of a Maisa is it? I mean, here it's saying, you say that what, that it always has a, but that's not the way he puts it. I'm just saying, the way the Rashba puts it, he says, and that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kol HaOchlim, that seems to be that the Heter is because it's an Ochel. The Heter is because it has a shame Ochel. No, you can convert an ochel into a medicine if you use it in a way that's foreign to achila. Then in terms of this application, it's shame ochel is irrelevant. But he's saying as long as it's a maisa achila, as long as the maisa achila, you're still mishtamesh with ochlim. It's not considered like you're using medicine. It's got to be in the realm of samamonim. The realm, the iser is a tashmish of an entity that's in the same realm of samamonim. But ochel is not. Ochel is mufka from the realm of samamonim. As long as it's some derech achila, even not a normal derech achila, you're still mishtamesh. That's not enough to be mafkiyat from the category of ochel. I hear what you're saying.
I have a good analogy because it's kind of a subtle point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Meaning that, like, for example, like if you take a gun and use the barrel, if you, let's say, I'm happen to be doing Ritzifa, so that's why I'm thinking about it. But like, if
you... Never good idea to say you're doing
Ritzifa.
I'm just learning.
If you use the barrel of a gun to kill someone,
right?
So if I say, did you kill someone with a gun? Well, in a sense you did, because you killed them, but you didn't shoot them. So I'd say no. I would say you're killing the person with a hard substance. Meaning it's not the shame gun that the entity that you're invoking, meaning is the hard substance of the gun. It's not the gun, qua gun. So here too, when you in a sense this is an ocha when you smear it on your body, but that's not the characteristic you're invoking.
Right. I mean, for the case of taking it,
how do you take it out of ochel?
So what about bracha? So now they're having to say that this type, yeah. So he's saying that the havmina is that it goes by the maisa. So as long as the maisa is a maisa of refuah, then that's it. But he's saying, now, there's a difference between in terms of the Maisa, he's saying that if it's not eaten this way normally, then it's going to have a shame of a refuah. It's not going to have the shame of achila. In terms of defining that Maisa, it'll be defined as a Maisa refuah. But he's saying, I think he's saying, that if the entity is an ochel, the entity is food, right, as long as you're engaging in the
food quality of it, even in an accidental sense, you can't say that it's not mishtamesh with ochel. You can't say that you're like using it as a totally non-food substance. So that's the difference. In terms of the maisa, the predominant definition will be refuah. But in order to say that I'm not using food anymore, and I'm just using like a rub, you know what I mean? Like an internal rub, as opposed to smearing it on the outside of my skin, right? Then it has to be completely mufka from ochel. From the maisa has to be completely devoid of any quality of achila. And the issa would be to be mishtamesh, really, with refuos. But as long as it's a food, and I'm getting some hanoh out of it, which is a food quality, I'm still considered to be partaking of it in the realm of food. So I'm not considered now like I'm in the realm of medicines. I'm not dispensing. If a guy gives him a shasisa racha, he's not considered dispensing a medicine. It's a food. It's still a food. It's a food that he's not engaging in for. He's not engaging in that food essentially for its food qualities. But as long as he's using it in a way that is consistent with food, then you can't say that he's still mishtamish with it as a then the entity. The cheftza is still considered like an ochel. So the Isser and Shabbos is to be mishtamish with refuos. You know what I mean? The achila, it could be a refuah, or anything else could be a refuah, but it's not. Really, the Isser is to be mishtamish with refuos. So as long as it's still an ochel, and you're mishtamish with it in the derech, even in the somewhat unusual derech, but as long as it still is a derech of achila, then you're not mishtamish with refuos.
So nicker never even comes to the picture, because it's not the right...
That's right, correct. Nicker is good in maisa. You want to define the maisa. Yeah. But that's not going to affect the cheftza. Yeah.
Why should the fact that this is an ochel, and is acting as an ochel, take away the fact that it's a refuah?
It doesn't. Well, it's a maisa refuah. It's a maisa refuah, but you can't now define it as a medicine.
You can't call it a cheftza refuah?
No.
But aren't we saying
it's
that that's...
It's a food you're using for refuah.
Correct.
It's a food you're using for refuah?
Correct.
But if that were true, then it would go by its food bracha, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, so now you want to... So now it's the question. So now what's the question? What's the havamina that you would make no bracha on it? Right? What's the havamina now that you would make no bracha on it? That's your question.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Gemara is saying that even though you had this Mishnah that tells you... You can eat the shasisa racha on Shabbos, so you see the cheftza is a food, right? Why would you think, why do we need Rav to tell us that the bracha is a shakal, right? So the Gemara says, because there's a havamina that in this case, you wouldn't make any bracha on it, right? Kamash Malon, you still do. Oh, so what's the question over here? Right, that's the next question.
Is that havamina only in terms of foods in a form that's only used for refuah?
It would seem so. Not like an anigron question. Anigron, it seems we already know, and everybody was aware of that. And this seems to be a further question of that.
Well, why would you make a bracha if you're not doing a maisa achila?
You're doing a maisa achila.
But this is a maisa achila. That's what we're saying. That's why it's a problem.
It's not a normal maisa achila. But it is a maisa achila. That's why it's still considered like an ochel.
See, it's similar to the baraka again.
Go ahead.
It's not complete. People don't eat it this way again. But the question is, do people don't eat it this way categorically or not? So, is the fact that people don't eat it this way because they use it as a refuah, does that categorically remove it from the realm of achila or not?
One second. Here it's saying,
it's not complete.
It's a little backwards though, right? In other words, because here they only eat it this way because of refuah.
Right.
Really, they would never eat it this way.
Right. That's what this one is.
Right. Really, it would never be eaten this way.
So aren't you like coming back on yourself? Because do we just say that it wasn't a chila? That's why it's not very challenging.
That's correct.
It's an ochel.
It's an ochel, and there is some hanoah from the ochel.
So we're saying like this.
Let's put it all together. Now we're saying like a nigron is a maisa achila. It's an ochel and it's a maisa achila. Happens to also have a quality of refuah, right? So that everybody agrees. There's no question that that's mutar on Shabbos because you don't go by your kavana of refuah. It definitely goes by the. At least, there's no question that that's definitely mutar. It's a ma'aseh achila. There's no question that that's the gerash by priates because it's the normal derech achila. So we don't say by bracha that we care about your kavana for refuah, right? But this case of the shesisa racha is a strange case because we're saying the ma'aseh really intrinsically, the ma'aseh is really not a normal ma'aseh of achila. It's not like a negro. It's really normally a maisa. As a maisa, it's a maisa refuah. Now, a negron is not a maisa refuah. It's a maisa achila that your kavana is saying, I'm doing for refuah. Correct? But the shesisa racha really is a maisa refuah. That was Rav Yosef's whole problem on Shabbos. Correct? So the only thing is, it's a ma'isa refuah with an ochel that still retains some benefit of the ochel. Right? It's really like the reverse. It's almost like the reverse of a nigron. A nigron is essentially a chila that has some side refuah benefit. This is really essentially a ma'isa refuah that has some side achila benefit. Right?
Why do you say it's essentially an ochel?
Because that was Rav Yosef's question. That this is essentially a ma'aser refuah, so it should be usher on Shabbos. He never had the question on nigun, it should be usher on Shabbos. Right? In terms of a ma'aser, it's not just my kavana. It's not really I'm doing a normal ma'aser achila, and I'm just mechavim for refuah. The whole ma'aser is not done except for refuah this way.
But the nigun, though, you're saying essentially it's a
ma'aser achila. Yeah, because that's the way there's the Rashba holds. It's the same exact nigron on hold on Shabbos. It's the same exact nigron, just a question of kavana. Right, and that's why the Rashba says that's really derech. That is derech achila. That's why you even make a boy priates on the shemen. Right? Yeah.
So if we're then saying that the ikar is refuah, then how can you do it on Shabbos? If we're saying that
we said on Shabbos it doesn't go by the. It's not a question of the ma'isa refuah. It's a question of being mishtamesh with refuos. And it still has a din of an ochel. Still has a din of a food. Still is in the category of a food. Right. But this way of using food is only done when you're interested in refuah. But you can't say you're not using food anymore, as long as it still partakes of ochel.
So you're saying that this thing is an ochel that is a ma'aser refuah?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a strange case, because it really is an ochel. But it's only eaten this way when someone is interested in refuah. But that's not enough, but as long as it still partakes of the qualities of ochel, and it still the person still receives some hanah and some benefit of food, he still has to be a... it's mutter on Shabbos. He still has a shame of an ochel in terms of Shabbos. But there's a havamina now that by bracha... it will go by the ma'isa. Now, this is true. He says by bracha, your kavana is not going to make a difference, right? But here the whole ma'isa is really essentially not a ma'isa achila, right? Yeah. It's really essentially not a ma'isa achila. So maybe you'll say that you're not chayef on a bracha at all.
Do they have that havamina by other things? Like if you were to eat glass,
no, something that's not a thing, but
you're doing the ma'aser achila. So
no,
I mean,
no
like,
havamina.
But then why do they have the havamina here?
To not make the bracha? No, but there's not a havamina.
No.
It's different havamina. Does it mean is there a havamina to make a bracha on glass?
Yeah.
No, but here we're dealing with the havamina of not to make a bracha.
Yeah, I know, but there's similar cases because this is starting off with a thing which is an ochel that is done with a different maisa. And that's a thing which isn't an ochel that is done with the same maisa of ochel. So there should be the same havamina.
No, on the contrary, we're saying that if there's no benefit of anah, if there's no benefit of anah, it's not a maisa achila at all. It's not even a maisa achila. If there's no benefit of anah, then it's not even a maisa achila. Yeah. Oh, you want to just finish this tomorrow then? You want to think about it a little bit? That's it. I mean, just this last question.
The Havmina.
And then the Maskana, but also in the Maskana, it's not exactly like Shabbos, right? Because you still don't make a Boi Pri Adama. You're still down to a Shakal.
Right.
Right.
And how is this of Kenan Disle Hanamine by Ruchi different than the last three?
Three?
There was only one.
What do you mean?
Only one.
No, there's
maybe
more.
Two? John
Deshaun.
Yeah,
sorry,
the
also.
Two more, two other.
This is a Rafu one.
Oh, but Rafu is.
Yeah, this is.
We had one Rafu one before, and we had a different Sfar for that one.
There's one other Rafu case.
We're just finishing.
But we had a different Sfar for that one. Possibly.
Lobs are doing a bracha.